Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
44903.
You said 44903?
Correct.
And your first and last name, please.
Ruth Layfield.
Thank you. One moment. I'll locate that account, please. Thank you for holding for security purposes of the account. Can you verify your address, please?
4130 Brubaker Creek Road, Mansfield, Ohio. 44903.
Thank you. I'll be able to look at the account for contest entry. How can I help you?
Yes, there's a charge on my credit card for $49.89. That was supposed to be refunded, and I only got a refund of $24.99 for another charge.
All right, and it looks like the account is canceled as well. Give me one moment, I'm looking to that account. And what were you calling in regards to?
For a charge of $49.89, and there was another charge for $100, but I don't have that number right now.
All right, let me look into the notes. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right. So they issued a refund check, and they say that you have to get with your bank. Hello?
Pardon me?
They issued you a refund check, and they stated that you would have to get with your bank.
And they said they did not receive anything other than $24.99.
Yeah, you have to get with them because it won't be anything we can do, and that's what they stated, to inform you to get with your bank. Because we cannot issue. Okay, so we can't issue a refund or a check. You have to call your bank. So have you already spoke with your bank about the charge?
And they said that I needed to check back with you. I told them when I called on 217, they said there was two other charges other than the $24.99. And they were going to reimburse me, make a credit for those also.
So it looks like you're enrolled in a state where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in a meal plan app, which is like 40-some dollars.
For $49.89.
Looks like it was, yeah, $49.89.
And that's what I should have been credited for from a charge from $12.29.
Well, yeah, there's nothing we can do about the charge. You have to contact your credit card company.
And just that they hadn't accepted a refund or credit?
Yeah.
I just talked to them a little bit ago, and they said there wasn't anything that they could do, that I needed to check who, where it was charged.
So there's nothing we can do again, ma'am. You will have to call your bank.
And what do I tell them?
Let them know that we're not able to refund the charges since you've already spoke with them about it.
I don't understand why I can't get a credit for that. When I called, I was supposed to get a credit for actually three different amounts, but only one went through.
Well, since you've already spoke with your credit card company, there's nothing we can do.
Well, what does that mean? Because I told them that you told me to call them, and there's nothing they can do to check back with you.
Okay. Well, ma'am, it's nothing we can do. Again, once you speak with your bank about the charges, is you have to call them.
I don't understand why. If I wouldn't have talked to them, you would have credited?
Yes, but you've already spoke with them about the charges, so there's nothing we can do.
The only charge I talked to him about was the $24.99, and I asked why they didn't have the others, and they said they'd never received the others.
I apologize, ma'am. It's nothing we can do. You have to call your bank.
And what do I tell them to get my credit? That they'll tell me to call you back.
All right. Well, it's nothing we can do, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So I get screwed either way?
You contacted your bank, so you have to let your bank handle it.
You make your money screwing people, huh?
No, ma'am, I apologize about the misunderstanding, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
There's nobody else I can talk to?
No, ma'am, we're all going to provide you the same information.
So if I would have kept my mouth shut, saying the only reason I called my bank is because someone told me there that I had to call my bank. And that was due to a conversation this morning within the last hour.
All right, so it's nothing we can do, ma'am. I'm sorry.
But I only called the bank because you guys told me to.
Because you say that you filed a dispute.
Pardon me?
You stated that you filed a dispute.
The dispute was that you told me to call the bank, and the bank tells me to call you, and you're saying because I talked to the bank, you can't do anything?
Yes, ma'am, you will have to call them.
So the bank will take care of this, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And what will they do? Or what do I ask them to do, to call you? And
I'm not sure. You have to speak with them and just let them know what's going on.
Tell them not to ever accept on anybody's account from this company?
I'm not sure, ma'am. That'll be between you and your bank.
Hey, I'm sorry to be giving you grief. I'm just angry that I have to fight everything so much. That if I'm due a credit, I'm due a credit, no matter what. that that's a sad way everybody does business. So if I don't screw you, somebody else can, and that's unacceptable. But and I'm sorry you get to get my grief. Somebody else would have got it, but you were the unlucky one today. That but $49.89 means a lot to me.